So we have Walt calling from Bellevue. Hi, Walt. How are you?
Hi, Doctor. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure. Thanks for being here.
A reason for my call. I'm a patient with a major healthcare agency in town, and one of the things that I was always wondering about was my thyroid test. They, when they take the test, give you just a TSH reading, total thyroid hormone, I guess it's called. And if it's in range, you're okay.
Right.
I always thought that maybe there was more to it than that, and had a much more thorough thyroid panel just done, T4, T3, reverse T3.
Okay.
And the interesting thing was that on the T4, looked like I'm okay in range, but the T3 was low, and oddly enough, or not oddly enough, I guess the reverse T3 was high.
Okay.
And reverse T3 is, I did some reading enough to be dangerous on the internet, is, you know, counterproductive, but it looks like maybe since that, as I understand it, when you have T4 coming into you from, I take a 0.1 milligram levothyroxine for years now, the T4 could go either way, a T3 or reverse T3, and maybe some of the symptoms that I've experienced over time are because of that, that haven't been checked out thoroughly. So I was wondering what your thoughts might be as far as what to do from here.
Sure. So after you, well, first, congratulations on being able to get the more thorough thyroid panel. That is wonderful. And sometimes people will feel a little bit different on the levothyroxine or the Synthroid, but they still feel like something's missing, that they could still feel a little bit better. And so checking the other numbers can be super helpful. And I would say quite a few people, I don't know the exact percentage, but quite a few people have trouble converting their T4 thyroid hormone, which is the main thyroid hormone produced in the thyroid gland, being able to convert into T3 thyroid hormone. Most of the T3 that we make is not made in the thyroid gland. It's made in the periphery, in circulation, the T4 converting to T3. And so the reason for that deficiency in that T3 sometimes is from a person converting it into the reverse T3, just like you found when you did your testing. And the reverse T3, probably as you were reading, is the inactive form of the T3 thyroid hormone. And so it can counteract, just like you were saying, the T3 thyroid hormone. So even if somebody might have, in another situation, enough T3 in the bloodstream, if they have an elevated reverse T3, then it can still counteract that T3 and make the person feel low thyroid or hypothyroid, even though the blood test might show something different. So it's important. That's why it's important to look at this reverse T3 level in part of your whole thyroid analysis. And there's different ways to assess or treat that. Sometimes people will add a T3 medication, and that's called liothyronine. And you can take that in conjunction with the medication that you have now, the levothyroxine. And there's different dosages for that, which your provider would be able to help you navigate. And then sometimes people will instead use a glandular medication that would replace the T4 medication that you have right now. And the glandular, for example, is Armour Thyroid or Nature Thyroid. And the glandular thyroids are from an animal source. They're still a prescription medication. And they contain all the thyroid hormones. They have the T4 and the T3 and T2 and T1 as well. So it's a comprehensive mixture of all the thyroid hormones. But taking T3 thyroid hormone helps to build up your T3 level, and then it helps to then correct that balance of too much reverse T3.
Yeah, I read a bunch of literature, I said, on the internet, and there is a doctor down in, I think, Mesa, Arizona, has a lot of very series of articles which were very educational, which basically seconded what you just told me.
Okay.
What he also said, that you might be able to take an injection of T3 direct. Is that a possibility too, where you sort of avoid worrying about which way it's going to be built up, but get the good T3 in instead of reverse T3 by either, I thought he indicated that taking like the armor that you mentioned or levothyroxine, we don't really know, you know, which way it's going to go other than measuring afterwards.
Right. And to be honest, I don't know about that type of treatment, that injectable T3 treatment. So I wouldn't be able to comment on
that. It was one of the things that was listed, but I say it was just brand new information to me. It was a big learning curve. Just figuring out, like, wow, you know, this may be part of my symptoms that I've experienced that have been because just not treating my thyroid properly.
And I also do question, I think about, besides giving that type of proper medication dosage, if that's what we choose to do, I also like to see if maybe there's some other type of problem occurring in the body that would be creating an elevated reverse T3 level. Like sometimes we'll give selenium to help with the conversion.
I do take selenium and also zinc.
Great.
But not what I would call regularly. Just read again in the literature that those are two things that are helpful towards a proper thyroid level.
Great.
But I don't know what the dosages would be, and I guess you still have to measure in order to figure it out.
Yeah, I would say we don't typically, on a regular basis, measure the nutritional levels. We know from therapeutic studies what levels are helpful for people, but sometimes we will monitor the levels. But I would say that I think what you're saying is we check your thyroid hormone testing to see what kind of changes occur when you're using those. And then iodine, too, can be helpful with those conversions to make sure.
I do have some, I think it's Bernard's solution. Like a little teeny drop in a glass of water.
Yep.
Seems like how would that help so much, but you can taste it.
Yeah, you definitely can. And then there's also coexisting things that can happen to make the reverse T3 go up. One of the, I would say, more well-known reasons is stress. So we create the reverse T3 almost as a reserve. Like our body is feeling like for whatever reason, we need to keep a bunch of this inactive T3 hidden away in the body in case there comes a point when we can use it again. And chronic stress is one of the reasons why we see people's reverse T3 level going up and creating that overload of reverse T3 that knocks out our active T3. So I'll definitely check in about that and oftentimes do testing to check the cortisol level. And then there's definitely other inflammatory conditions that can contribute to the reverse T3, chronic inflammation, even acute illness and acute injury. Some of the people who have chronic fatigue or chronic diseases will see an elevated reverse T3. So it's nice to try to dig even a little bit deeper to try to figure out maybe why that reverse T3 is elevated, which overall will just help the person to get their health back in store.
So it's a good idea to follow up on this and just take it from there and see what we can do to correct it.
Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. Yes.
Okay.
This is a wonderful question today. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you for taking the time to talk about it.
Yeah, thank you, Walt.